Hello and welcome back to another episode of Online with USU. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Dan.
And today we're talking about MyUSU. Do you want to tell us a little more about that, Dan?
Yeah. So MyUSU is also known as the USU portal. This is the platform that students use to manage their experience. So it's not used for classes, at least not traditionally. It has been in the past. But it was the place you could go to find Canvas or to click on the link to find the registration system or to find the financial system, the email system, so on and so forth. So it was kind of the hub. I mean, that was the portal into the USU world. And it has gotten a pretty big overhaul.
It has gotten a big facelift. So it still houses all of the links that the old MyUSU had. So it has all of the links to registration, to banner, to, you know, your financial account, to Canvas. But it has a new component, which is it allows people to connect. So it's kind of like a social media page. And something that Tessa Evans wanted to do, who's in charge of, you know, implementing this new platform, was to create a space for students to foster community, to connect with one another, and to find resources and services that are relevant to them. Because the previous portal, it didn't really do that. It looked exactly the same for every student, regardless of if you were in-state, out-of-state, or out of the country.
Yeah, and one of the things I really like about the new MyUSU is that it shows you things that the other one didn't. For instance, it's got the Canvas widget on it, so you can actually see your classes there. It shows you the notifications. You've got the Twitter feed there for social stuff. The cool thing I like is the fact that because it's built like a social media page, is you can access the different groups that are relevant to you, right? You know, so everybody's in the All USU group. You know, and that'll be used for official announcements, you know, for I'm sure that the big blue alerts will go out to there if there's, you know, closure due to snow or stuff like that. You can also, though, find yourself in the different campus locations. So if you're at any of the statewide campuses, and then, of course, we have the USU online group. So you can receive information that is only, you know, is relevant to you, not have to worry about what's going on in the Logan campus if you're not there.
So you're automatically put into a group depending on your location, like Dan talked about. And so you'll be able to foster community with people who are in that area. So for example, if you are an online student in St. George, you could find other online students or other students in general in St. George, whether they're part of your major or, you know, you have the same interests and you want to join the same clubs, which I do believe will be getting pages or groups in the near future.
Yeah, we already have online clubs, and so this would be a great way for those online clubs that have members online to be able to communicate and interact with them.
Exactly, and I think moving forward, I think clubs that traditionally haven't accepted online students will be able to include online students, so you'll have more opportunities to engage and to get involved and have a more well-rounded experience.
I mean, I'm really hoping that we'll see the pre-med club and the pre-dental club, and I'd love to see speech-language pathologists, because that's our biggest program online, and I'm sure that department generally does a good job, so I'm hoping to see that one come up really soon. I like how the new MyUSU really facilitates all of this connection without having to be one more thing to check.
Yes.
You know, it seems like in academia, we've got MyUSU, we've got Canvas, we've got email, we've got social media. On our end, on the staff and administration side, we have email, we've got Slack, we've got Zoom, we've got all of these crazy tools.
So many things.
Yeah, I've got like, at one point I had three different systems I was checking texts in.
Oh, geez, Louise.
So, yeah, this is why I really appreciate that the new MyUSU contains everything in one spot. You can go to this one spot and see what you need to see, and if you need to go there, click on it, and it takes you there, no problem. So that's a big plus in my book.
Another perk that I really enjoy about the new platform is all your resources are in one spot. And while a lot of them may link out to the main USU website, everything you can search for within MyUSU. You don't have to go to usu.edu to find it, because I do not like the search on my USU or on usu.edu. It's just not curated to students because it's pulling in information from the past, however long we've had the usu.edu website, essentially.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, we've had this conversation before about the userability of the website, and I'm horrible because I just say, well, just use the A to Z index. But that means that the website's not that great. The A to Z index is just that fantastic.
And so, I don't think everyone knows about the A to Z index. Like, I know about it, but I never think to check it.
Yeah, I am not, because I am so immersed in certain things, this is why Tessa designed the new portal and I didn't, because yes. I would be like, oh, yeah, this works just fine. No, it really doesn't. It works great for me, and I'm just being a selfish, you know, who knows what. But yeah, it's certainly true. The search function on my USU is going to be geared towards the stuff that is there for students. So it occurred to me that, you know, when you're investigating a school, you're going to the website, you're going to their recruiting page and stuff like that. And those are hubs for the information, the relevant information that you need for that task. Well, once you become a student, that's what my USU is for. It is now the new hub. To be honest, when you have a question, that should probably be the first place you go to look for an answer. And you've got the search function there, you've got the different connections. I love the fact that the different groups will have the different groups available, and they'll build as we go through. So, for instance, if you are a student located outside of Utah, you'll have access to the All USU group for big information. You'll have the access to the USU Online group for relevant information there. You may also be part of the Veterans group. I can imagine Veterans Resources. I can imagine the Disability Resource Center having pages there as well that you'd be able to quickly access. Tutoring, academic advising. Your major may potentially have a group, your college may have a group, there's going to be a scholarship page, you know, and so, yeah, the things that are relevant to you, you'll be able to connect to them, and that will put them forefront on your list, that'll put them forefront in your search, and so, yeah, this new platform is really designed to be the one-stop shop for anything you need in terms of USU, and I think that's marvelous, because the old portal didn't meet that, tried to, but it was not built for that.
It was definitely a one-size-fits-all, and it did not fit all.
It was a one-size-fits-nobody, yeah. Which is, let's face it, that's what most of one-size-fits-all, that's what they mean. One-size-fits-nobody.
Yeah.
Everybody's equally inconvenienced.
Exactly. So we invite you to log into the portal if you haven't already. School has started, but if you haven't gotten on, now is the time. You can add people, you can build connections. If there's a fellow student that you had in one of your courses in a previous semester and you really enjoyed them, and
they were the one group member that actually pulled their weight, right?
Yeah, and they knew what they were talking about. You know, you can go in and you can, you know, add them as a connection, and, you know, these connections that you build now during school will ultimately help you in your career later on.
Yeah, I actually had an experience. When I was doing my master's program, I started my master's while I was working at Utah State. I had a class with a gal that was at Weber State. And so we started, interacted there. Well, you can bet that when I started applying for jobs outside of Price, where I was living, I applied for Weber State, and I reached out to Margarita, and it was fantastic because we ended up getting to work together. And then ultimately, I actually did the same thing for someone else. We met at a conference, and at the conference, this was a conference in Colorado. At the conference in Colorado, they had a get-together for everybody that was in the master's program, and met a guy there that turned out to live four blocks away from me that was looking for a new job, and I can't say that I was the one that got him hired in my office, but I said, hey, our office is hiring in a week. Here's who the, you know, here's the link and stuff like that. And he ended up coming to work for the office as well. And so, I mean, these weren't necessarily life-changing connections, but they certainly helped my personal development. And I've made great friends with Margarita and Dan. Yeah, come to find out we had the same name too.
I was going to say, what?
Had the same name, lived in the same town. He worked across the street from me. And we were, we were just in the same program. And so having these connections, in the case of Dan, I don't think we ever had a class together because I was further along than he was in our master's. But because we were both there at that same meetup for this conference, that's how we got to meet each other and got to help each other out and became good friends.
There you have it. Testimony from Dan. Start building connections now.
Yeah, I mean, and this, the great thing about the new MyUSU is the fact that you can build these connections without having to go to that conference in Colorado, but you can say, oh, you know, yes, I'm a member of this. So make sure you go onto MyUSU and edit your profile and put the stuff that you want to connect with people about. A lot of people, you know, are worried about privacy, but, you know, yeah, don't put anything you don't feel comfortable with. But
which you can control who sees.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, put the stuff, you know, if you want to meet people from your area, list your area. If you want to meet people in your major, make sure you list your major and then pursue those connections.
As the semester goes on, more groups will be added. Every time you log into MyUSU, you're going to get a personalized feed of the information that you actually care about and the information you're actually interested in. So it's just, it's a better experience for the student all around.
Yeah.
There's no downside.
There is no downside to this. So definitely get on and check it out. There's how-to videos on doing everything that you need to. We're making sure that we're getting all that information out. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to someone. We can certainly help get you pointed in the right direction as well. So anything else we got? Don't want to talk about this?
Just get on. Add us. We're on the USU online group. You can find us there.
Yep. Jessica will post the content and I'll answer questions.
Yeah. That's how this relationship works.
Great. So we will see you guys online.
See ya.